out there. But now, okay, I need to talk to our friends over here from the Wilbury Theater Group. So, who wants to chat first?
I think Josh has to go. He's our fearless leader, creator, inspired director.
All right. Well, Josh, then I think what we need to do first is, can you explain a little bit what the Wilbury Theater Group is and how its inception, when it was incepted, and
Sure. We've been around for about 5 years now. We started by producing shows down at the old Perishable Theater, which is now ASU20's 95 Empire Space. And from there, we moved around quite a bit, bouncing around, and we've landed in our new home at the Southside Cultural Center on Broad Street in Providence.
That is a great spot, by the way.
It's a great
I went to an
spot.
event there.
It's where Trinity Rep was
It's
founded.
Where Trinity was started. It's why Trinity has that name.
50 years ago, yeah. So
because it's Trinity Church.
Yep. So we're big shoes to fill over there, but it's a great space.
You're doing a great job.
Thank
I've
you.
Enjoyed many productions there, so
well,
it's
thank you very
well
much.
Worth people going and finding. There's plenty of parking. It's a great venue, great facility.
Yeah, thank you.
And very interesting productions.
Well, yeah, how many shows are you doing a year? Or what differentiates you? That's what I'd really want to know. What differentiates you from some of our other theater groups here?
Well, I think that, I mean, that's, I feel like that's up to the audiences to decide what makes us different. What we try and do, though, is we do the work that we're most passionate about that really challenges our artists that work with us and our audiences as well. So it's a lot of out-of-the-box things. We produce 5 shows as part of our main stage season, and we also have a new works program, which works with new playwrights and new theater devisors and creators to create their own shows, which last year we saw a musical production of Roadhouse, for example, as well as a dance show. So it kind of runs the gamut, a lot of different things.
And you've been doing a Fringe Festival as well.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And last year we produced the first Providence Fringe Festival, which was great. We had some great success. And we started again this year, and we have, you know, artists from New Orleans and L.A. and New York all over the place coming back this year. So it's grown so much since last year already. So
can you explain what the Fringe Festival is for anyone who might not understand?
Sure. So the Fringe Festival is about this work that's on the fringe. So it's less commercial than typical theater fare, and a lot of it is brand new work that's developed by these artists. And they bring it around. They travel to the different fringe festivals throughout the country, which have been popping up all over the place, everywhere from Philadelphia to New York, which has been around for a while. And so now that Providence has one, these artists are putting our Fringe Festival on their tour route, so it fits in there nicely. So it
That's
brings,
neat.
yeah, a lot of new artists. Yeah.
And now, do you have any shows that are happening as we speak?
We have one coming up actually in a couple of weeks. We're presenting Next to Normal, which is a rock musical.
Yeah.
Won the Pulitzer a few years ago.
Tony Awards.
Tony Awards, that's right. Very, very well awarded. So that opens in a couple of weeks on May 21st. Yep.
Wow, excellent. And what's your average run time for a show?
Through June 16th.
That's right. So about 3 weeks. Yep.
Excellent. And then now, how are you finding that audiences are responding? Are you getting a great response?
It's been
to
great.
People?
Yeah, we feel very lucky that we've found such a great audience response, and people seem happy to have us around.
Well, I'm so excited to learn more. We're going to have to take a commercial break right now, but when we come back, we've been talking to Arthur Richter and Josh Short, and we're talking about the Wilbury Theater. Just an amazing place, it sounds like. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what you're doing and what you've got coming up on May 16th. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer, your host, and you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll be right back. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. My name is Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer. I am your host. And I am here with my co-host, Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. And we're having a great conversation about the Wilbury Theater, which I'm learning lots and lots about. We're talking to Josh Short, who is the founding director, or artistic director, and Arthur Richter. Arthur, are you on the board?
Yes, I am.
I thought so. So, and Arthur Richter, who's on the board. And, you know, we were just talking about your shows and your Fringe Festival, but I also know you do some other different things as well. You've got an education program, is that?
Yep, that's right. We have an education program doing classes for adults and children.
So, and how does somebody find out about that? They just go to the website and, you know.
There's also a playwriting course.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of opportunities for people to become part of theater that haven't done it before, and we're very we're not intimidating at all, and it's a small place, and it has just so much to offer. And the people that are running these programs are highly trained professionals who are getting a lot of interesting work and product out of the people that are coming to the classes.
Now, will these happen? Because if to me, summertime, what a great time to get our children involved and people involved in some classes and stuff like that. Do they happen during summer?
Yes, we have a 2-week summer camp for children, actually. Which,
wow.
So they can come. They spend 4 hours Monday through Friday for 2 weeks, and we have a variety of different practitioners. So, you know, a playwright will come in one day and help the kids write a play, and then an improviser will come in and help and teach the kids some stuff about improvisation. And
excellent.
So
now, is there an age range that you have there?
I think it's 9 to 12. Yeah.
9 to 12.
Yeah.
That's really great to know, and we should put that on our website, because what a great thing for kids to do during the summer.
Well, and I think we should also put on the website that your fundraiser at the Art Club is coming up, and it's your third annual, but it's the same night as the first Water Fire. So you can go to the Art Club, support a very deserving theater group, Wilbury, and then come down to the first lighting of Water Fire that night.
Yes. Let's talk about this.
We actually planned it 6 to 9 because we knew that there was when we find out that there was a water fire, because if people are already at the Art Club, all it is a short block down to water fire, and we'll finish at 9 and things will just be kicking up
And the other way around, if you're going to come out for the Ocean Volvo race and see water fire, come early and support a very interesting theater group. You know, we asked a little bit about, Brahman asked, how do you position yourself? And I want to amplify that a little bit. Wilbury does fascinating, cutting-edge, innovative theater. It's got a bold presentation. You're dealing with plays that deal with ideas. This is a theater company that does productions that cause you to think. I think it's a fascinating theater, and it's a great tradition.
And it's,
I recommend it.
Thank you, Barnaby. And it's actually one of the best buys in Providence too, because when you look at the price of the other theater companies, our prices are lower because we don't have the huge overheads and whatnot, and we are drawing, interestingly, a very, very wide audience range.
Nice.
People from the old folks like me to the young high school kids, and a lot of college kids are coming, and millenniums are finding us. And it's wonderful to walk into that theater and to see the mix of the people, and to see the reactions, because we're trying to bring younger people in. Josh has done such a great job of pulling in the younger theatergoers and making new theatergoers out of these people.
I think that's great, and you know, you're in such a multicultural center there as well, so I'm hoping that you're bringing in a really kind of large range. And you know, theater, as you said, theater can be expensive, and so it's so nice when it's accessible, and it's, you know, we're nurturing people. So I think that's what brings me back to, well, one, the Beggar's Banquet. So this is the fundraiser on May 16th, because obviously to keep those ticket prices down, you need support from people, and it's coming not only from ticket sales, which of course you're not charging an arm and a leg, so you need philanthropic support.
Well, the reason that we're hoping this year is going to be hugely successful is that we were able to bring the Beggar's Banquet to the Art Club, which we think is going to be a wonderful venue for a lot of people who aren't familiar with the Art Club. I was fortunate when Josh asked me if I would chair it, and I said yes. And he then sort of gave me free range, and we decided that the way that we really could make some money is auction items.
Yep.
So one night I woke up in the middle of the night, and I made a 3-page list, and I can share with you a few of the things that we've succeeded in, because I think your listeners could really get things fast. We have $9,000 worth of retail prizes that people will be able to bid on. We start with the New England Patriots, the Red Sox, REO Speedwagon, live performance, Meet the Entertainers, on 9/11 at Twin Rivers Casino. We have a house in San Miguel, which is available for a week. And San Miguel is...
I've heard of that house.
You
I've
have
seen
heard
it
of
on
that
auction,
house.
And I know it's a beautiful place. And that's an artist village, isn't it?
It is an artist village. It absolutely is. we're going to have somebody be able to bid on and have a walk-on part in a Wilbury production next year.
Wow.
And rides on the boat for Waterfire. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, which is really exciting. And we have a tour of Newport Secret Gardens, the Mystic Whaling Cruise Museum, and artists. Artists have been so generous.
So when we come back, I'll be able to quickly tell people. And actually, I hope you stay around. We're going to be talking to Brad Reed from the Volvo Ocean Race and Sail Newport in a second when we come back. But I'd like to tell people where they can get tickets, how they can get tickets, and we'll definitely make sure that we've got it up on the Waterfire website.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll be right back. And hello, 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 and welcome back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. And here's just a quick message from our volunteer coordinators at Waterfire, who really, their motto is for the community, by the community. Since its inception, thousands of community volunteers have helped to make Waterfire happen each and every season. And last year, over 700 volunteers contributed over 10,000 hours to make Waterfire happen from morning to midnight and even during the week. We always have things to do. We always love having people on our team, and that doesn't mean just feeding fires. There are things to do all week long. Even if you need to get in shape, you can help us with a woodpile workout. So if you'd like more information on how you can help bring this community event to life, please visit waterfire.org/volunteer, and we'd be happy to bring you into the Waterfire family. We have a lot of fun. And actually, I do know that Arthur Richter, who has been sitting here talking to us about the Wilbury Theater, has volunteered quite a bit at Waterfire over the years, haven't you, Walt?
I certainly have. It sparked with me the first night that he lit the fires, and it's just been going and going and growing ever since.
And so you were at the original.
I was.
Wow.
One of those old people, you know.
So now, all right, so what do you think when you look at Waterfire from that first original night into now, and how it's grown?
Well, I call Barnaby Mr. Magic.
Oh,
really,
you do?
I've never called him that to his face, but now, Barnaby, that's how I refer to you.
Watch out, Barnaby. That's what we'll be calling you in the office.
Listen, it's not
nicer
such
than what you currently call me.
It's not such a bad thing. I mean, what I love about Waterfire, but what I love most about Barnaby is I wonder when he sleeps, because the idea is when he tells me we're going to Rome and we're going to Asia and we're going to London, and I keep saying, can I come, can I come, can I come? But it's wonderful in that he's spreading this, and so many people, anybody that we have come to Rhode Island, when there's a fire, you know we're there.
Yeah. And it's so fun to show it to someone for the first time and just see it through their eyes.
You know, and I think that's